Shalom and welcome to Sem Torah for Parshat Bishalach. In this week's Parsha, of course, we read about and celebrate the tremendous miracle of Kriyat Yamsuf, the real completion of Yitziat Mitzrayim. Bnei Yisrael went through the Shiabud Mitzrayim, the slavery there. They went through all the Makot, or they witnessed them at least. Yitziat Mitzrayim, they leave Mitzrayim. And of course, Kriyat Yamsuf, culminating in Az Yashir, in the Shirat HaYam. Before the splitting of the Red Sea, before Kriyat Yamsuf, Bnei Yisrael is of course very afraid. Paro changes his mind. He himself prepares an incredible army, a tremendous force, chasing after Bnei Yisrael. And Bnei Yisrael is afraid, and says the Torah in Perek Yudalid, Pasuk Yud, Ufaro he kriv, Paro came closer, or brought himself closer, Vayisu Bnei Yisrael at Einayhem, Bnei Yisrael raises their eyes, Vehine Mitzrayim Noseya Acharehem, Bnei Yisrael sees that Mitzrayim is chasing after them, Vayir'u Me'od, they get very afraid, Vayitz'aku Bnei Yisrael El Hashem. The description of Mitzrayim chasing after Bnei Yisrael is very interesting. The Torah says, "V'hinei Mitzrayim noseya acharehem." Noseya is singular. The Torah should have said, "V'hinei Mitzrayim nosim acharehem." It's more than one person. "V'hinei Mitzrayim noseya acharehem." And Rashi picks up on this anomaly immediately, and he says the following words, based on a Medrash Tanchuma, and based on a Medrash Shmot Rabbah, says Rashi, Noseya Acharehem, Belev Echad, Keish Echad. Mitzrayim chases after Bnei Yisrael, Belev Echad, with one heart, Keish Echad, as if they were only one person, unified. And that is why it says, Noseya Acharehem. Those words of the Medrash, Belev Echad, Keish Echad, remind us, of course, of something we're going to read next week, in Parshat Yitro. With the Matan Torah, Bnei Yisrael, as we know, if you fast forward to Perek Yud Tet, Pasuk Bet, says the Torah that Bnei Yisrael encamp around Har Sinai, says the Torah, Vayisu Merfidim Yud Tet, Bet, Vayisu Merfidim, Vayavou Midbar Sinai, Vayachanu Bamidbar, Vayichan Sham Yisrael Neged Ahar. And Bnei Yisrael, Vayichan Sham Yisrael Neged Ahar. That is the same expression. It should have said Vayachanu. It shouldn't have said Vayichan, it should have said Vayachanu, and they encamped. Vayichan literally means, and he encamped, or it encamped. And Rashi, as we all know, talks about this, picks up on this anomaly, and he says the very iconic words, Vayichan Sham Yisrael, says Rashi, Ke'ish Echad Belev Echad, with only one, one man and one heart, so to speak. Ke'ish Echad Belev Echad. What's interesting, however, is that the order is different. In our parsha, the Torah says, Rashi says, that Mitzrayim was chasing after Bnei Yisrael, Belev Echad Ke'ish Echad, with one heart, they, so to speak, became one person. Whereas when it came Lahavdil to Bnei Yisrael around Har Sinai, Rashi says, again quoting the Medrash, Ke'ish Echad Belev Echad, one person with one heart. And what is the difference? Why would it, by Mitzrayim, would it say Belev Echad Ke'ish Echad, whereas with Bnei Yisrael it says Ke'ish Echad Belev Echad? So the Avnei Nezer, Rav Bornstein, the first Sachachag of a Rebbe, father of the Shem Yishmuel, has a beautiful pshat which is very appropriate for our time, specifically now. This is being recorded in the winter of 2015. I'll come back to that in a moment, but it happens to be important for all of Klal Yisrael throughout history. There are two reasons, two situations, two contexts within which a large number of people would become unified. Bnei Yisrael around Har Sinai become unified ki ish echad b'lev echad. Says the Avnei Nezer, Bnei Yisrael at heart. With all our disagreements sometimes, and with all our, I hate to use the word, machlokot chas v'shalom sometimes, with all that, we are still ki ish echad. We are really one unit. We are at heart, in our deepest, deepest souls, in the recesses of our neshama, we are one unit. All of us fighting for the same goal, all of us working towards the same end. And when we get to those points, when we have incredible achdut, ki ish echad, then we are b'lev echad, then we all work together as one, as Bnei Yisrael did around Har Sinai. There are other reasons why a group of people would come together, and that is b'lev echad. They come together not because they are inherently unified, not because they are inherently together, not because they are inherently on the same team, but they come together because they have a unified mission. In the case of Mitzrayim, it was a whole large number of people, and there was nothing really unifying them other than their hatred of Klal Yisrael, or their desires, as Rashi had said earlier in our parsha, their desire for material gains, financial benefits, wealth. They are not unified at heart. They're not unified in their essence. They are unified because they all want the same thing, and that is the destruction of Klal Yisrael. And when Mitzrayim joins together b'lev echad, then they operate ki'ish echad. Then they operate in a singular fashion, chasing after Bnei Yisrael. But there really is no singular unification, certainly not on the soul level, that Bnei Yisrael enjoys. And we are seeing that today. Again, this is being recorded right before Parshat B'Shalach, and we see our communities in the north, our Jewish brethren in northern communities in the Hermon, who are, number one, in shelters because of shells that are falling from Lebanon. And we see this unification among people who want one thing, our destruction. Hamas, Hezbollah, Syria, Iran, they are not interested in, there's nothing connecting them. There's nothing financial connecting them. There's nothing politically connecting them. There's certainly nothing idealistically, or even religiously, or even racially, or even nationally connecting them. They are connected, b'lev echad, for one thing, to destroy Bnei Yisrael, chas v'shalom. And that is why they sometimes act ki'ish echad. We, though, in Klal Yisrael, in order to combat that, in addition to all the hishtadlut that we have in our tefillot, go out to all the chayalei tzahal who are in harm's way up in the north, and of course our hearts go out to the two soldiers who gave their lives, al kiddush Hashem, defending our borders, and defending you and me in Eretz Yisrael. In addition to those hishtadlut, we also know the only way to combat b'lev echad ki'ish echad of the non-Jews is ki'ish echad b'lev echad of the Jews. To go back to our essence, to go back to our roots, to go back acting as one. My neshama binding with your neshama, binding with her neshama, binding with his neshama. Everyone in Klal Yisrael has one thing in mind, is that is l'kadesh shem shamayim b'rabim, is to serve Hashem and to bring God into this world, to be a mamlechet kohanim v'goy kadosh, to be an or lagoyim. Those goals, that one singular goal, makes us ki'ish echad b'lev echad, and is the only way that we are going to combat the b'lev echad ki'ish echad, that singular focus that non-Jewish people have to destroy us. May Hashem, God willing, thwart their plans. May Hashem, God willing, protect the citizens of Klal Yisrael, wherever they may be, and the soldiers, wherever they may be, and of course the families of the two soldiers who gave their lives. And Emir Tz Hashem, when this happens and we act ki'ish echad b'lev echad, Emir Tz Hashem will return chadesh yameinu k'kedem. Emir Tz Hashem, have a Shabbat Shalom.